Right before this episode starts, if you want to enter in a giveaway for a $100 to $200 mic, go vote for me for the Rode and Anchor competition. We're trying to get to 100 votes, so that ensures that the giveaway happens. So if you want to win a microphone, vote for me and tell everyone that you know to also vote as well. The link is in the episode notes. All right, welcome back to another episode of Hype Life. We have our first guest. He goes by name of Jim Easter from California. Hello, Jim Easter.
Hey there.
So, we're going to be doing a bit of segments today. And, so let me pull up my questions real quick. So, I guess my first question is how much would you spend on a shoe? So, let's say if you had... infinite amount, you know, amount of money. How much would you spend on a shoe?
To wear? Or to collect?
It could be both. A little bit of both.
Well, if I was going to wear the pair of shoes, I really think I wouldn't spend more than $150, and that would have to be a really sturdy shoe.
Yeah, that definitely would say that.
And I wouldn't want to spend $150. I would probably prefer to spend half that. But
got
if
it.
I have infinite money, I guess I can splurge.
Yeah, yeah, I would definitely agree with you. I would probably spend a little bit more, but. That's actually a very reasonable amount. But another thing to that is kind of like, you don't want to spend too much because the price might go down or like little changes. Like, for example, there's these two different shoes that are identical to each other, but one of them just has a few little details and the price went up thousands. So it's just really depending. Yeah, it's really depending on. What is it? So I think that's really cool.
Well, I was going to say that if I would have a completely different answer if it was a shoe I was not going to wear, but I was going to collect.
Yeah.
Collect.
Yeah.
Kind of like an investment. And a year ago, I wouldn't even have known that such a thing existed until I started listening to your podcast and I realized, well, there's a lot more to this collection side collecting side.
So
and there, I don't know enough yet to know what a, if I spent $500, again, I'm assuming I have infinite money. Well, if you have infinite money, everything changes. But
of course, yeah. So
let's just say if a normal amount of money, to me, $500 is a lot, but I know from your podcast that's barely the entry price for some of the basic shoes. So.
Of course. Anyway. Yeah. So let me get at this again. So if you're going to collect a shoe, it would be $500.
Would be kind of my price limit. I mean, okay. What I would want to do is get in, because I'm just beginning, you know, I want to start at kind of the low end, so it's less risky.
Of course, and, yeah.
You know, buy the $300 shoe and let it go up to $500, and then sell that, and then
got it. Okay, that makes sense.
Now do a $500 and let it.
That's pretty good answer.
Yeah, I've been learning from you.
Yeah. So yeah, I think that's a pretty good price range. Now, let's say if like a different kind of side of the question. So, of course, you don't want to spend too much on your first pair because you're going to be probably wearing that every day. But let's say if you have a collection of 30 shoes. Now, would that 150 might go up because it will last longer because you have more shoes?
You're saying 30 pair or 15 pair or whatever?
Yeah.
That I kind of rotate in my wearing?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah, I would guess so. Yeah, because, you know, out here in California and sort of like Colorado, you know, you need a hiking shoe and a here you need something you can wear around the water, not necessarily on the beach. That'd be a different thing, but
yeah,
like you're on a boat dock or something.
Okay.
And then just wearing hiking, you know, out in the, on trails. So I don't know. I would probably need 15 different kinds here. Yeah. And so I probably, I mean, weirdly, because, you know, if you think about it, you're spending 150 on 15 pair or 30 pair, whatever the number was.
Mm-hmm.
That adds up. But to your point, they last longer.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
So, like, what range would you go in, probably, if that was the case?
Well, I'm assuming, because I don't know, but I'm assuming, like, there are shoes that are really, really good for hiking or for walking, you know, on trails, not just walking around, but walking on trails. And then there's shoes that are probably really, really good for actually being on the beach, for example.
Yeah.
And so I imagine that you might need to go to, you know, maybe, I don't know, $250.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, that's a lot of money for a shoe, but then I'm not, I don't have that many different kinds of pairs, so anyway.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah,
so
I'd say it might go to $250.
$250, that's pretty good, considering they have a lot. You would spend probably $250. That's probably a good range, I would say. Now, the next section we're going to be going over. So this is kind of a cool thing I'm going to be trying out. So I'm going to be giving you 10 shoes, and you're going to be guessing the prices now. Normally,
oh my goodness.
Okay, this is the catch though. So normally people say, oh, you have to have like 50 above or lower, like in the price range of all the shoes, but I'm going to be doing it differently, so you kind of get the feel of it. I'm going to try to make it easier. But for example, a $200 shoe, I'll be like, you have to get $50 in the range. Or if it's a $1,000 shoe, I would do like hundreds of dollars in the range, to so you really know where it is. I'll give you like the retail price. I'll give you all the information.
Okay.
Right.
Now, you have to tell me, are you going to tell me, like, what year?
Yeah, the year, too.
Or are these all new ones?
Yes, I'm going to give everything. So, the first shoe is the Yeezy Boost 350 Pirate Black. So, this is a 2015 release. Now, a little background knowledge. Yeezy has been going through many phases. The first phase was Nike, and those shoes, the Nike and Yeezy lines, they go up from around $9,000. So this first shoe is called the Pirate Black, which is in the first set of shoes that kind of this, I guess you could say, is silhouette or just a different color. They released many different colorways, and this is called V1. This is the first version that they went through. Now the shoe is...
How long ago?
5 years. It's about 5 or 6 years, so it is definitely going to be a bit pricey. Now, the retail price was $200, and so now I'm going to give you a bit of a clue. You're going to have to be in, I'm going to say, about let's make it $300 in the range. Or, no. Let me give again. $200. You got to be $200 in the range.
You might as well give me a
$1,500.
So when they came out 5 years ago, theoretically anyway, you could buy them for $200
if you go to retail.
You could find them in the store.
Yeah.
Were they hard to find when they first came out?
Well, so back then they sold out in about 4 seconds.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were very sought after.
So I'm going to guess $7,500.
Yes, that is correct. Now, the last sale,
really?
Last sale was around $900, putting you in the range. So we're gonna be a little.
Wait a minute, $900.
Yeah, I said you have to be $200 in the range.
I said 7,500.
Oh, you said 7,500. Oh, then it's wrong. I thought you said 700 for science. Oh, sorry.
So I thought you said these go up as high as 4,000 to 9,000. That's what threw me off.
Oh, I was saying the Nike release was the shoes before. So
okay.
So a little bit going right forward. So each point, so you'll get a point for each one, so you could get a max of 10 points. You have no points right now, but if you do have the most points out of, we're going to be doing this with every contestant here, but if you do have the most amount of points, then you're going to get the prize at the end of the year. I'm going to keep track of it.
Good.
You're going to be competing around 25 to 30 people-ish.
I hope it's one of these shoes you talk about.
Yeah. Maybe. I'm not going to say what it is, but
okay. All right.
So
all
yeah,
right. Now that I know the ground rules, I'll be a little more careful when I get my estimates.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to be going on to the next shoe right after this break. All right. So now we're back from the break. And so we're going to be going on to the next one. So this next shoe is a bit different, obviously, from the last one. Now, it's kind of confusing because the sizes do range for a lot of these shoes. So I'm just going to be going on to kind of the mush price. So I'm going to be looking at the lowest ask, the highest bid, and the last sale to determine. Now, this shoe is called the Nike Dunk Off-White. Remember, it's an off-white brand, pine green. So with anything fashion related, normally the green stuff is worth more just because it's a rare color that they produce from anything. So this has a it's white and green, so just remember it is more pricier than the other colorways. The shoe was actually released, I believe, a couple of years ago, 2 years ago, back in 2019. Well, it was actually 3 years ago now, because it was released, about 3 years ago. The retail price is $170, but it is Off-White, and if you do recall, Off-White is a very expensive brand to go off of, just because of pretty much just brand recognition, like how much people know the brand, but also because it is very unique. So put that in perspective, and you can ask any questions, or you can just guess.
So were you saying when you first started this question that the price depends on what size? Is that what you said?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. I'm just going to mush it together to about average price.
Yeah. All right. 170, 2 years ago. You know, I have no clue, but I'm going to say $1,700.
Okay. Let me check again because. And I'll give it to you. Although the last sale is $700. The highest, listen to this. the lowest price is $600 for it, but the highest bid is $1,500. What did you say again? Oh, wait.
$1,700,
putting you in the range. So you get a point for it. So you have 1 point, so you have eight more opportunities.
And I think I'd win that bid, wouldn't I?
Yes. So, let's go on to the next one. So the next one we're going to be going on is probably one of my favorite shoes. This one I'm going to give you a lot, a pretty big price range. This is the Nike SB Dunk Low Travis Scott in the regular box. So they released two different boxes, and so the special box went up on Travis Scott's website, but the regular box went on Nike's website. Now, this is just the regular box, so we'll go for less money. Now, this shoe was released actually last year. It was released pretty much a year ago today. And this is a very, very rare shoe and very different. So if you do recall, Nike SBs are a very, very rare shoe in total. So the shoe does go for a lot of money. Normally, this is a big hint, but most like regular price, like for example, I gave the Nike Dunk that I gave you, that was the Off-White, that was, you know, $1,500, but normally just the normal ones, no collaborations, will go for $500 and $600, roughly over a 6 month period. But this one is very, very special. And yeah, that's pretty much it. If you have any questions.
How long ago was it released?
1 year ago.
Okay. And you were about to tell me how much the retail price was?
Yeah, the retail price was $150. But remember, it is a very, very rare piece.
Well, you know what? I'm going to stick with my, let me think about this. Sounds like it's more valued than the Off-White. Would that be right? Would you say the market values the this Nike V?
I could definitely say that. I could say that. Definitely.
All right. So I'm going to guess $1,800.
Correct. Actually, the last sale was $1,800. You got it exactly. The highest bid right now is $2,000. The lowest ask is $700. So you're right in the middle. So you get another point. Wow. So you're 2 out of 10 points right now, and you still have like 7 more tries. So let's go on to the next one.
I guess I'm guessing like a seller.
Yes.
I'm always guessing on the high end. Yeah.
Okay.
If you want this shoe, it's $1,800.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right.
Okay, so this one is, we're going to go switch it up. This is another Yeezy. Now, this Yeezy is a V2. This is the most recent silhouette or style of shoe. This one does go for less than the V1 because it's more recent. But another thing that you can, that actually won't help you. Never mind. What I was about to say, but the retail price is $220. It's 20 more bucks than the last one, and what is it? The date it was released was around 2 or 3 years ago.
Okay, well, the first one, the V1. What? How many years ago was it released?
Roughly 4 years.
Okay.
The Pirate Blacks were released back in 2015, actually, so more like 6 years.
I'm going to guess $850.
Okay, let me check it. So I'll give you about $150 to $200, and you are correct. The highest bid is actually is $600. You said $800. What did you say again?
$850.
You said $850. It is $620. That's pretty much in the price range, and that's the bid. So actually, you got it even more correct because the person who's trying to sell it or is selling for way more. So now you got 3 points, right? Am I correct on that?
Think so.
With, let's see here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 more tries. Yeah, okay. So let's go on to the next one. The next one is the Adidas Yeezy Boost 700 Wave Runner. So this one is like a really classic. This is called a 700. It is a different title of shoe. It is a different price. It's different everywhere. This actually might be a pretty big curveball, maybe. So this one kind of looks similar to just a shoe that you might find at the store. It's definitely way different than a 350, but it's still very, very rare. Now, the shoe released over 4 years ago, almost 4 years ago today, and they've been coming out with 700s, the Yeezy 700s, for over those 4 years period of time. Okay. Go ahead.
So what was the retail?
The retail was 300. I'm gonna give you one more hint. You're gonna have to get it in all that, like 150 to 200 around. Okay. That
now I guess I should have asked. So when we're talking about this, are we talking about, so if a shoe that was released 4 years ago, does it matter whether the shoe is
Actually,
brand new? You know what I mean? Not, I assume they're all new, but I mean, in other words, are we talking about the original release one, or are we talking about the one they released last year of the same series?
No, this one has only been released once.
Oh, okay.
Or no, actually, that's not true. I just read this. So, they were actually restocked 3 years ago, around 3 years ago in 2018.
Okay. Boy, curveball. Your curveball comments throwing me.
Yeah.
So does a curveball on a curveball make it straighten out? I don't know. So, boy, let's think. I'm going to say 1,200.
You are wrong, actually. The last sale was $585. The lowest ask is $589, and the highest bid is $760. So, unfortunately, that is wrong, but you still have a lot.
Yeah, interesting. I guess I've been swayed by the kind of shoes where, you know, they go to $10,000 or something.
Yeah, definitely. So, the next one is a
bit. So that one just about different. It kind of doubled.
Yeah, it definitely doubled. It about doubled. Yeah, it did do better on its couple years than recently, but it's still doubled in price, which is pretty good. This one is I definitely think you can get this one. This one is a bit different from the rest, but I definitely think you can get this one. So this one is the Jordan 1 Retro High Off-White Chicago. Now, this one has, I mean, I'm looking at these charts, and in all, since they were released, they have gone up dramatically in price. It's crazy. I can reveal the prices and end, but it's kind of different. We're going to be going on StockX's website instead of other websites. I know that if you go to, like, if you bought these shoes probably a couple years ago, you probably bought them for a very high price. These are still high. I'll say they're a very high price. So this shoe is off, like I said, an off-white shoe, and it is a Chicago colorway of Jordan. And Chicago is a very, 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 I mean, Jordan has been replicating, making the Jordan Chicago colorway a lot of times. I mean, I think they released the Chicago colorway 10 to 20 times in the past 20, more like 50 times in the past 40 years, because they keep going to the thousands. And they kind of re-release these shoes so that people have a chance. I mean, so that people can have a chance to buy them without spending too much money. So just keep that in mind. Mm-hmm. Now, this was released back in 2017, so almost 4 years ago today. And it is they did release three, and this is probably one of the most expensive, definitely. Definitely one of the most expensive because of the Chicago colorway.
So when you said they a release will skyrocket into the thousands, and then they'll release a next, I don't know, model or whatever you call it.
So
that people can get back in. Which version am I guessing?
So when I was talking about that, so the normal Chicago colorway, the normal Chicagos that they release, these haven't been released again, and they won't.
Okay. So this is a single release.
Yeah. Because of the off-white.
If the regular ones go into the thousand, does this have a retail price or?
$190. One quick thing before you answer. Yeah. I'll let you, this is a bigger hint actually. I'll let you have about probably 1500 to 2000.
Oh my god.
Yeah. It is very expensive in the price range.
I'm going to guess 4500.
Yes, that is correct actually. Wow. Wow. The last sale was 40. What do you say? Again?
4,500.
4,500. Actually, you're $50 off from the last sale. You're very close. The highest bid is 5,000. You're right in the kind of area. So, for example, it's very crazy. But so, for example, the size definitely matters. If you look at, for example, we'll look at bids because that is more. Kind of better, I would say. So, let's say, for example, someone's bidding a size 4 for $3,700, but a size 9, someone's bidding for $5,200. So, it's $2,000. So, it really, when you get to these really high-priced shoes, you really, you're really praying that you're going to get a good price on it. But,
I said, that's amazing.
Like I said, with the chart, if I knew about these shoes way back in 2018 in January, so back in, I believe, Monday, so on Monday, December 11, 2017, these sold for $1,300. And now they've risen over $4,000. So, and I believe that was the price round. Now, the highest it ever sold was $7,500. Now, the lowest was $1,300. So, it is a very, very pricey shoe. Now, we're on to our top four shoes. This next one is probably one that I'm going to be getting, not in the near future, because it is definitely expensive. But I'll tell you, this one is a special shoe. This one is called the Jordan 1 Retro High Travis Scott. This is another Travis Scott shoe. Like I've said, the previous Travis Scott shoe was very expensive, and probably this one is. So this one is in a brown suede colorway. Now, this one is very rare and very sought after because the brown colorway, they've never released a brown colorway shoe. This is the only brown colorway Jordan in the past 40 years. So keep that in mind.
Oh, wow.
But also, this released in 2019, a couple years ago, and it retailed for $175. So very pricey shoe. And I'll give you one more clue. I'll give you a price range of, I'll let you have about, I'll give you $700 off of the price. $700.
Right. Okay. 2019. Sounds like it's more rare.
Yes.
Than at least on the, in terms of the materials. And
definitely.
Stuff. You know, I'm not sure. I'm going to guess $3,800.
You are actually wrong. It is very similar to the Nike Dunk. The last sale was $1,700, but the highest bid is $2,000. Okay. So it's kind of in that area. Now, The lowest it ever sold for was right under $700. Imagine getting a pair for $700 back in 2019 that sold for that much. Now, a lot of, like, dunks go for that. For example, this one is not on the list. But a Purple Lobster, it's called Purple Lobster SB. Those go in, like, $900 to $1,000. And you could, like, the lowest price it ever went for was $300. So that would be a big steal. Wow. But, like, this one. So we're down to our top three shoes. This one, I'll say it is definitely lower, but it's definitely unique than any other shoe. So this one is a Jordan 1 Retro High UNC Patinate. This is a women's release shoe, but it definitely, it's kind of like a gender neutral shoe, I would definitely say. So this one is using patinate leather. So it's very shiny leather. And this one released back in 2019. Now let me aware you, this shoe is not a extreme exclusive release. It is not a collaboration with anything. And yeah, so the retail price is $160, and I'll give you about $150 to $200 off the price. Or more like $100. I'll give you $100 off the price.
2019?
Yes.
Release? I'm going to say $390.
Let's check it. Let me view all the sales. This is very, very close. Unfortunately, I cannot give it to you. You are about $50 to $100 off of it. Is actually $500 for the last sale.
Oh, wow.
$500 is the lowest ask, and $700 is the highest bid. So I believe you guessed a bit too low, which is unfortunate. Yeah. But
I'm surprised at that.
Yes.
It's gone up. So there's another one that's gone up, like, more than,
yes,
about five.
Yeah. So I believe you have 6 points. Okay, so you have 6 points. There's two more guests, so you can get an 80% if you do get these rest two. This one is a very special shoe. I love this shoe. Is very, it's very cool. It's very similar to Off-White, because Off-White kind of has, they add to the shoe this, like, distress look to it. It's really, it's kind of this certain look. But, yeah, so this one's called the Jordan 1 Retro High Union Los Angeles Blue Toe. This is a store. It's called Union. It is based in L.A., and it sells streetwear and whatnot, so they did a collaboration. Personally, I feel like this shoe is a bit too high for what I would pay, but it's still a really, really nice shoe. So this was released 3 years ago, and this is definitely a pricey shoe. The retail was $190. And yeah, released 3 years ago, and I'll give you about $700, $800 off in the price range.
Okay.
Or wait, hold up, let me change it to like $900. I'll give you about $900.
Okay, let me think about this. I'm gonna go $1,900.
$1,900. I'm gonna give it to you. The price is kind of a bit over, but the last sale was $2,300, while the lowest ask is $1,400, and the highest bid is $3,300. So you're definitely in the price range. And similar to all Jordans of these collaborations, they did go up. Actually, I would love to get at this price, still high price, but you still sell for $700. $700 back then. So it's definitely a lower price. So you definitely got it with an average sale price of about $1,800. So you're right there. So now you have 7 points, and let's see if you can get 80%. This one, I'll lecture you. I would say it's definitely a bit of a curveball, but I think you can get it. So this is the Adidas Ultra Boost 4.0 white colorway. This one is very, this one is unlike the others that we've seen. This one is very accessible to anyone. You can walk into an Adidas store and get this. So this one is definitely like kind of a last question, kind of a trick. So instead of guessing the resale value, you're going to be guessing the retail value of the shoe. So without giving it away, remember Adidas shoes is a kind of a base price. Now remember, I did add this in because it is definitely more pricey than just a shoe that you'll find in like a shoe market, right? But is definitely a more affordable shoe than the rest.
So we're looking for the price you could go walk into an Adidas store that
and it's been releasing ever since 2017.
Okay. Let me think.
And I'll give you a bit of a clue. I'll give you $30 off. $30 off range.
Okay. The curveball to me is that it's Adidas.
Yes. Yeah, Adidas could be a bit over, but remember, this is a retail price, and it's nothing special.
I'm going to say $195.
True. So this one is $180, making you only $14 off. So you're officially 80% correct on this. So that's really cool. Now we're going to actually be going over one last segment. Lynn ended off, but we're going to be going to one more break. And this one is pretty fun. So what we're going to be first doing is it's kind of similar to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, where there's three stories, but there's a little twist to it.
Okay.
All right. So the first thing we're going to be going over, so let me get to my stories. So there's going to be a bit of a curveball. So basically, there's going to be three stories. Now, each story is you can get 10 points from it. Now, if you guess the wrong one, 0 points. If you guess the right one, 10 points. But this is kind of the catch. If you guess the half lie, half truth, with there's both lies and truth in it, then you will get 5 points, half the amount of points. Let's start off with story number one. Nike SB is a very popular shoe in the skating community, but when the price rose, it made no sense to skate it because they were too expensive, and eventually the demand was very, very high that Nike had to guard them close because they could get stolen pretty quickly and pretty fast. Many times they had to shut down releases of some Nike SBs for safety reasons, but the most craziest thing that ever happened all started with the charity Nike SB. With the name sounds, they were going to be donated to a charity when the one shoe it was one shoe in an auction. Now, unfortunately, for some reason, someone decided to cut up the shoe before it was ever auctioned off, meaning that you can never find the shoe again because it was a one of a kind. That was story number one. Let's go on to story number two. Yeezy is a very, very big shoe company, although it had died down a little bit, but it's still very notable. When Kanye West, the creative director of Yeezy, tried to start the company, he lost millions of dollars each year because he could not start the business. Eventually, he lost so much money he had to sell his houses. But luckily, something very strange happened. Nike, who's going to partner up was someone else to create a brand, sent an email thinking it was the that person, but instead sending it to West. The email said they were going to discuss a contract for the partnership. 20 years later, Kanye West has built himself a multi-billion dollar company. So in the end, they were it was a very unlucky person who did not get their contract. Now, the third and final story is, again, about the Nike Dunk. So the Nike Dunk is a very similar shoe to the Bapesta, which is a shoe which is made from a different company. So back in 2016, Bape, the company who produces the Bapestas, they fined Nike $500 million from replicating their shoe. Some employees from Nike found out that Bape was doing that. They stole thousands of shoes from the company in response. In the end, Nike almost went bankrupt of what happened. And those are the three shoes. Now, remember, we'll go over some of it. What is the one story that you think is false? Is it either the Nike charity shoe that was ripped up? Was it the Yeezy story? Or was it the Nike find story?
I'm going to think the Nike find story is false.
The Nike find story was lost. So, okay. And I'll reveal everything at the end.
Okay.
What do you think is the half-truth?
The Kanye West.
Okay. And then reveals the last one. And, yeah, you'll get points for each one. So, if you get the one that's not correct right, you'll also get 10 points. And it looks like you got everything right. So, you're ending up with 25 points. So we'll come back right from the break and give the last words.
Okay.
All right. So final words coming back from the last break. You ended up with an impressive score of, I believe, 31 points, which is very, very high, which I think is probably going to be your advantage. Is definitely because of that last, the last section where you got everything right. So basically, we're going to be putting your points up there, and hopefully, you win a very great prize. It's not going to be $10. Awesome. It's going to be very, very pricey at the end of the year. We're going to be calling you back if you do win. And yeah, so any final words?
Do you mean like distressed Off-White Jordan High Union collaboration?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not exactly sure, but it's going to be a very, very great prize.
I wouldn't mind just getting a picture of it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I promise you it's going to be a great prize. And yeah, awesome. So any final words?
This has been fun. I like the last segment, especially because, you know, at first, I was, before I heard the third story, I thought, what's the chances you're going to send an email to the wrong person?
Yeah, but, exactly. that's the thing. I'm going to give a little clues here and there of when it's wrong. Thank you. That was fun.
It's been good.
That's really cool. So that's the end of this episode, and we'll come back next week with a regular episode. And then, of course, every other week we're going to be doing an interview. See you in the next episode of Hype Life.
Bye-bye.